and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf with the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. We see the papacy come to the end. We see it described how the Lord, out of the spirit of his mouth, is going to destroy the wicked. And then we see the earth made new. We see paradise restored. But it continues on. And in that day, and we've been through this material again, but I hope now that you see a more consistent fit to this part of Isaiah. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign to the people. And to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Brothers and sisters, the ensign, Sister White says, is the missionary. It's his people. It's the Sabbath. That's why the rest is glorious. It's his people that are upholding the Sabbath, when the Sabbath is the issue that is under attack by the wicked. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Brothers and sisters, this isn't the former European nations of pagan Rome, the European common market, where this battle takes place. This is from the four corners of the earth. The envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. And Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Brothers and sisters, here's the unity that's taking place under the latter rain, loud cry message, among God's people. And it says of them, they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistine toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together, and they will lay